Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Tom Leffler. Leffler Commodities joining us. We're talking cattle on feed numbers up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, puparia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game. Huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit safeguardcattle.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Our latest cattle on feed set of numbers out from Uncle Sam this past Friday. Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodity says it is a friendly set of numbers.
We saw the on feed come in at 93%. The trade was looking for 93.5%, so just a tad lower. The marketing number also was 93%, just a hair over the 92.7 they expected. The really friendly, bullish part of this report is the February placement. They was looking for 91%. It came in at 86%. So that's very friendly. Now let's look at these numbers a little closer. The on-feed number equals 10.857 million head of cattle. Now, on-feed is 4.8% lower than the five-year average in this report. Now, this is the second lowest March on-feed of the past 10 years, and it's the lowest on-feed of the past 6 months. We also saw a very large year-to-year drop in the on-feed number of 820,000 head of cattle. We have not seen anything that big since back in the January 08-09 year versus year ago time frame. Now, on these placement numbers that came in so low, that equals 1.482 million head of cattle being placed. That is 12% below the 3- and 5-year averages. Also, when you look at the state breakdown, that shows Kansas 20% lower than a year ago. It shows Nebraska 15% lower than a year ago, and Texas 11% lower. This is the lowest February placement in the past 18 years, and it's the lowest placement month-to-month in 44 months. So a very low placement number, which will be very price-supportive later in the year.
Clearly, the numbers that are going into the beef pipeline, those placement numbers, a lot smaller than anybody was expecting from this particular report. Tom Leffler says that may help turn some of the psychology around the things that have been going on in the beef market. For example, this last week, pretty negative.
We saw new contract lows made in all live cattle and feeder cattle futures. Live cattle lost as much as over $13 from their contract highs, and feeder cattle almost $30 from their contract highs. Cash cattle trade in the feed yards, mostly 124 to 125 this week, and we saw for the first time in over a year, select box beef prices trade higher than the choice box beef. That does not happen very often. Also, we've seen now 22 straight months of feed yard cattle being fed in feed yards losing money. Can't say or guarantee this is going to turn the market around, but with the amount of downside we've seen, this report is friendly. It's about time to see some buying return to the market. We're looking at 9:05 Monday morning to see a higher opening in the live cattle and feeder cattle.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, it's the Oklahoma Beef Incorporated Performance Tested Bull Sale Thursday, March 28th, high noon at the OBI Test Station, Stillwater, Oklahoma. That's on Highway 51, just 8 miles west of Stillwater. 119 Performance Tested Bulls will sell this year, 95 Angus, 4 Charolais, and 20 Hereford. For more information, you can call the OBI Test Station office, 405-744-9287. OBI Performance Tested Bull Sale, March 28th. That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.